2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The Planned Parenthood Association of Utah says it's still unclear what Utah's abortion trigger law will look like in practice, but they say they will still provide abortions until the trigger law goes into effect. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, USU says a flight instructor and a student died in a crash this morning between Mendon and Wellsville. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've got a couple of them. One is going to be a fire by the roadside. This is going to be as you're traveling southbound I-15 going from Payson towards Spring Lake and Santa Quinn. That right lane is blocked to traffic. And then northbound I-15, two crashes in Springville. And that's tying up traffic from SR-77 up to East Bay. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Upper 80s and partly cloudy today, but hotter over the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
86 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. It was a decision some had been anxiously awaiting and others dreading. The Supreme Court today overturned Roe v. Wade, a decision President Biden says takes America back 150 years.
Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
The ruling shifts the burden of legality to the states, and the nation's first female vice president says it sends a clear message to voters.
Vice President Harris at a maternal health event in Illinois saying Americans should be stunned by the decision to overturn the right to choose abortion.
This is the first time in the history of our nation that a constitutional right has been taken from the people of America.
Vice President Harris saying voters must elect more pro-choice lawmakers to make sure every American woman has that choice. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, and South Dakota acted on their trigger bans, which allowed them to ban abortion if, and in this case, when Roe was overturned. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington, meanwhile, pledged to expand legal and safe access to abortion. The first significant gun legislation in decades is on its way to the president's desk. By a vote of 234 to 193, the House of Representatives approved the Senate-passed gun safety package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says while the bill may fall short of what's needed, it's still monumental.
In honor of all those who have lost loved ones to gun violence, the Congress sends to the president now our nation's first major gun safety legislation in three decades.
The bill includes incentives for states to pass red flag laws. Stocks rallied to end the week. The Dow soared 826 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth. And Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news is coming to you from Hill Air Force Base. And you can expect the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds to take to the sky here at the Warriors of the Wasatch Air and Space Show this weekend. With me right now is Major Bobby Gula. I always thought I had the best job until I watched today's practice, and I decided, no, you guys have the best job.
We absolutely have the best job in the Air Force.
Tell folks what they're going to see from the Thunderbirds this weekend.
They are going to see a lot of high action, a lot of loud noises, and a lot of precision flying as we attempt to recruit, retain, and inspire the men and women of Utah.
It is amazing what these planes can do. Kind of describe it. What can they do?
They're unbelievable. So you'll get to see, outside the Thunderbirds, there are a ton of other active duty aircraft and historic aircraft throughout the years, but when you see the Thunderbirds, you're going to see precision at the top of its game. The team has practiced and trained very, very hard to put on a spectacular show that the people of Utah are going to absolutely love.
What does it take to be a part of the Thunderbirds?
So we are airmen first and airmen always. So we are active duty airmen. We select people after they have been in the Air Force for a little bit. So we're looking for positive attitudes, good work ethic, and people that want to inspire other people in the Air Force.
What is the best part of your job?
Meeting all the different people throughout the country and, you know, being able to interact with everybody so they can understand the message that we're bringing from the Air Force and that the Air Force can bring for everybody.
Major Gula, thank you so much for being with us. We're excited to see the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
And with us today, Major Bobby Gula with the Air Force Thunderbirds. KSL News Time 319.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.